April board meeting.
April board meeting.
April.
It's in April. I'm thinking, God, what month is it?
Right.
Okay, you have an agenda that we sent?
Yes.
And there is an addition to the agenda. Under new business. Oh, it's on there. It's on the one I printed, but it wasn't on the one that you got.
Hmm.
So this community at gazebo is an addition from Rudy. And so do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
I'll second it.
I'd like to have Terry second that.
Okay, so John Ohanessian moves and Terry Piskey seconds to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, public comments. John, do you have anything to say?
I don't know his last name, but it's Hanky's Nubian here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Hank. Hey, nice to meet you. X for short is what I usually go by.
X?
Okay. Excitatalis is my last name. But
gotcha.
X is much easier.
That's why I did.
Okay.
Yeah. So you call yourself X or John? What is your name?
Hank or X?
Hank.
Is it like a Greek or something?
It's all Greek to me.
Is it really?
It's all Greek?
Cool. Yeah, I just moved here about about a month now.
From?
Redstone Arsenal in Huntsville, Alabama.
Wow. What a different change.
Wow. I just retired. I'm officially retired.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well,
cool.
From the Army anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I officially have to get a job.
Right. Or a position on the board of directors for your local fire department. Or, yeah, we can get some strong backs, you know. You would be young for a firefighter here, yeah.
I can't wait to tell my wife that.
Yeah.
Well, it might be 10:30 before we get
there. That's right. All right. Yes, Bill.
Okay. There's not much to report from the president. I'll make my comments. Secretary's report, you have an email from Russ with the minutes attached to it. And are there any additions or
I'd like to make a motion to accept the secretary's report as sent.
John moves to accept the
and if I could get Dan to
and dispense
it.
And to dispense with
and dispense of the reading of the minutes.
Dispense,
of course.
Okay. To approve and dispense with the reading of the minutes.
I would be honored to second that.
And Dan Dockery seconds.
He's not honored.
Any discussion about the minutes?
We're still neighbors.
Well done.
All in favor?
Aye.
Treasurer's report.
March financials, the assets relatively unchanged. Total assets, $286,000, rounding off. So still looking very, very strong.
I understand that they can hear them in the back of the room.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to be a little bit louder?
No, you're good.
The profit and loss, we had a fairly good month. The total income was $4,289, well above the budget. We did have total expenses of $5,270, which ends up yielding a loss for the month of about $1,000. But going through the details on it, equipment and materials had a couple of heavy expenses that took us about $773 over budget. And the utilities, which I think is just a timing issue, the propane came in at $548, and we had only budgeted $64, so that was about $500 above budget. So I went over and I took a look at the year-to-date figures just to make sure that we were okay. On the year-to-date figures, both utilities are well within budget. The maintenance and equipment is also okay. And our total expenses year-to-date through 10 months is $22,000 below budget. This guy controls the majority of it.
Good job.
So, yeah, so there's a, you know, obviously no concern as far as our expenses. And that's it.
There's a newsletter upcoming. I've been so out of the loop. It's usually around April-ish.
Yeah.
Stavas are working on it? Or?
Not yet, but they're going to.
Oh, because normally it's pretty early April that we try to get this thing.
That's something you were tasked to write.
Again, because, you missed
all right, meeting. I think part of the abnormalities with the budget types of you know, they divided the annual expense by 12,
yep,
and then that's
correct.
What, and
right.
then so when you may not have any propane expenses in
for 2 or 3 months,
and then
all of a sudden,
So that's
why I said
that's a difficulty with designing a budget that
it
doesn't
spread it out
right.
equally.
It's really, but it's a good way to catch something that's really an anomaly, right?
I always try to go to the year-to-date figure just to make sure that we're in the ballpark.
So it's unlikely that we're going to have any big contributions because of a newsletter until even next month.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
I'll talk about the newsletter here in a minute.
Okay.
And we don't want to deal with that.
I got excited.
I know. You're
not like
you're anxious. Any questions for the treasurer and the treasurer's report? Another thing is, I think you had an email that about the $285,000 value being that includes equipment and
mm-hmm.
building, not just the cash on hand.
Right.
So it kind of skews it. It really doesn't explain that we have how much cash we have in the bank. It says what we're worth
right.
totally,
right.
which kind of conceals,
mm-hmm.
you know, could conceal an issue in the.
If you take a look at the balance sheet, you've got what they call current assets, which is mostly the checking and savings,
right.
which we've got $155,000 in checking and savings, and then you've got a different category that's called your fixed assets,
right.
and that's where you have
mm-hmm.
the
equipment,
the building, the land, the machinery, the equipment, the vehicles, all of that stuff in there.
Another $130,000.
Yeah. So
okay.
the total assets, $285,000.
All right, so we're doing fine. And the idea that we're getting our canceled checks so we can see and make sure what's going on with the bank account, that's nice too. That
absolutely.
Really is.
Complete transparency.
Yeah.
And Adam continues to do a nice job. He asks questions when it's, you know, indicative that something...
Okay, the other thing is John had written a check for $100. I don't know if I ended up with that check in my folder. I cannot find the folder, and we were going to deposit that $100 and then take that fund out. That was for Danny.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I've had recently, Roger gave me $4 or $5 a month ago.
Yeah. This is a check. It's a personal check that he wrote. I can't find my folder. I found my folder, but I didn't have the check, so I don't know what happened to that check. So, sorry, John. Well, I'll keep looking. All right.
It was
motion to accept the treasurer's report.
John?
Yes.
Yeah.
This check.
Yeah.
For our firefighter that was in need.
Oh, I got
you.
Yeah.
It disappeared in the woodwork. We had a discussion about. Okay.
To accept the treasurer's report as delivered.
John moves to accept the treasurer's report. Terry Piskey seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Fire Chief's report.
So first call.
Are you busy this morning, Roger? You're on your phone here.
Deleting all the hang-ups on the answering machine. Calls. We had two medical calls. We had one structure fire. It was dispatched at the structure fire. These folks had a problem in the chimney, but they had erected this sprinkler system to protect the house for wildfires, and it stands right over the chimney. So the guy just went out there and turned it on. I mean, you know, we did a thorough, you know, check of it, and we weren't called back, which is like the worst thing that can happen. You declare a structure fire out, and then you get called back. But you know, it was a couple of weeks ago or so, so I'm pretty sure we're not going to get called back. But happy outcome for the homeowner in terms of they just need to get their chimney worked on. So that was positive. Training, one training was hose light and engine operations, pulled hose out and kind of laid a hose light up on the other side of the creek along the road. That was pretty fun. We also did our wildland refresher, which is kind of an annual obligatory thing that you have to do as part of the red card process, so that was done. Upcoming this Friday is the annual basin ops drill that I kind of talk about every year. We're going to have at least 7 or 8 participants attending, which is pretty cool from the standpoint of, and we always get a great turnout, but, you know, it's a weekday and we're getting people to rearrange their work schedules. You know, it's a way to integrate with the other departments in the neighborhood and the in the basin, so that's, I think, pretty positive. Personnel, Mark Keegan is winding up the classroom portion of his paramedic program, and he'll be moving into the practicals portion, which is, I think it's 1,000 hours in the hospital, and there's also ride-alongs involved. It's, I say this every month, but the commitment or the sacrifice of time he's making is, I'm thankful. Hopefully the community can begin to appreciate that.
I've never seen him out of uniform, actually. I probably wouldn't recognize him. He's always at his
very committed to, I think I made this joke before, but he, if he gets a 98 on his test, he's upset about how poorly he did. So, he's aging the program. Also related to personnel that's not here, we have a couple of people who are going to be, again, seasonals for the Forest Service. Again, that's great for us in terms of familiar faces and incidents. How did you get the job here? Well, he was Walker as a stepping stone. If we can get, young people in their 20s, which is another point I make, even if they just come, train with us and then work. Arguably, I guess we have three people. David's son comes to the last half a dozen trainings, and he's, all good stuff. Communications, no rapport. Well, it's a couple of procedural things. Related to how we respond to wildfires, the detail of which is not crucial here, but we're starting to train on that, so it'll go smoother. Fleet, I've mentioned the last couple of months we had a problem with Tender 83. That's been fixed. No longer, it was bleeding out water. Long story short, it had some air leaks, and fleet maintenance took care of it. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association, no report. I'm still a president for now, which is humorous. Grants. So we've got a little bit of an update here. We were, in fact, ruled ineligible for the grant by virtue of being a nonprofit. I'm going to follow up with County Emergency Management. Manager Folk made some sort of offhand comment about possibly being able to just get us radio somehow. And, I think there's a little more talk there than action. I'm going to pursue that and see if we can make that happen. The whole idea there was interoperability and having the same radios. The radios that we have can't be cloned. No one really knows what to do with that type of radio. And that was part of my, pleading my case. We're a fire department here. We've got an interoperability issue.
Right.
Whatever. But that was a no-go. It appealed pretty high up, the director of something or the actual director of Arizona Homeland Security is the one who said no, so thanks to her. Weather, this is outdated. Benefits from the wet January have largely been offset by a dry February and March. There is no sense of panic or unusual urgency. There's been more concern in past April than this April. There is still hope that El Nino will bring more rain. The weather nerds never failed on the El Nino in terms of, official reports or whatever, various meetings I attend. There was no backing off of the El Nino. Maybe that's what we've got this week. There's more rain predicted. So it does shorten the fire season. As much rain as we had and are going to get, I would bet it's probably shortened it by a couple of weeks. We'll just see if we get more rain to come. It's entirely possible. They're kind of not making... Last year, if you remember... we had a very specific forecast starting in January of last year about what was going to happen, and it played out exactly as they forecast. They're not really doing that this year, which I find kind of interesting. All right, that's that. Recruitment. We've had a pickup in the interest, in people wanting to volunteer as firefighters. This has occurred in waves in the past and appears, that we now have another wave of people who are interested, which is great for us. I will say these calls that we had were middle of the week. The medical calls were mid-morning. The structure fire was right around 5 o'clock. Phenomenal turnout, all the same. Midweek is kind of tricky for us from the standpoint of we've got a lot of weekenders on the department, but we're the structure fire we had 8 people involved.
Wow, that's great.
Actually more than that. We had 5 people on scene and. Three people here waiting, to bring more resources if they were needed. So, knock on wood, that persists. And that's all I've got.
Are we
have we come up with some system for a I know there was some talk at one time about compensating Mark Keating or reimbursing him to a certain degree for his paramedic training courses. Do we put something official in place?
The board voted something in.
Okay.
He has not turned in receipts or invoices or what have you.
All right.
I've mentioned that to him twice, and based on his reaction, you know, he's certainly entitled to, and that doesn't go away, but
right.
I would say he's got the expectation that he's not going to
okay.
turn in anything.
He knows it's on the table.
Yes.
Clearly.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, question on the radios.
Yes.
Are we the odd man out on this, or is Groom Creek and Mayor and or some of the other volunteer fire departments? Well, they're all districts, though.
Yeah.
So they're all on
we're
the same
probably.
Page radio-wise. We're
so
the odd man out.
We're definitely, you know, an odd man out, to be sure. Maybe the, you know, like departments like Skull Valley and Ash Fork, I have no idea what they have. But in terms of the departments right here in the basin, like Prescott, they use Motorolas, but those are clonable and they have access to a cache of Bendix Kings for wildland incidents. I mean, that's kind of a thing. Forest Service uses Bendix King radios. And really our primary concern is being able to clone to the Forest Service. Should a large incident come in, you know, the radio cache will be Bendix Kings and there'll be a different set of frequencies. You know, we can communicate just fine. We have three different groups in these radios, but in terms of, you know, what would be ideal interoperability, it would be those particular radios. Without them, you know, we're not at an undue risk by any means, but where the grant money was available, but the radios we need or what we're asking for are about $1,600.
Each.
Yes. And that includes, you know, various accessories, you know, chargers and a couple of other things. But about $1,600. It doesn't make economic sense for us to spend the money. If we can find them through a grant, if the county can give us, you know, half a dozen of them, I asked for either 10 or 12 in the grant. And the grant was going to get approved. I'm quite certain the grant was going to get approved until they stumbled across and we're a nonprofit. So if we can shake some loose from the county, or maybe if anyone knows how to ask the tribe for grant money, I don't know what the procedure is. Do we have past dealings there? Is anyone?
Nothing I know of.
Okay.
No,
but the other okay.
Myra talked about that she had some connection, but that was I think that was 10 years ago.
Prescott is down
connection with the tribe.
Yes.
City of Prescott. Do they have any radios that are going to be mothballed? Or I know they're trying to grab every penny that they can. Are they going to be putting anything up for sale that we could possibly?
I can ask the question. I don't know that they would necessarily be to the point of selling, you know, small stuff like that. Depending on how they downsize. You know, every once in a while they will sell a Type 1 engine. You know, for example, Groom Creek got a Type 1 engine from them. You know, in terms of little stuff like radios, I've never heard of that sort of.
How many do we need?
Tough to say. Ideally, I mean, at a minimum, I would say four. The logic being one for Assistant Chief Keegan, one for me, and then two. To hand out for who would ever be division supervisors on an incident, you know, within our department, something, you know, that type of thing. For I asked for 12 or 10, whatever it was, just to have an actual cache of them, you know, for everybody, and give them the opportunity with some other grant, I would do something similar, you know, a dozen of them or what have you. But in terms of their need. I think four would be good, but I'm not comfortable spending the money just because these
$6,400.
Yeah, these do the job, and these will you know will do the job. But in terms of easier interoperability and you know what the hell is that thing type of reaction on a fire? I mean, we've had that a couple of times.
Yeah.
It would be nice to avoid that.
Well, okay, you know the firehouse subs have opened up here, and they have a grant program. Up to $20,000.
Great idea.
And they, you know, could be a source for this kind of a grant, and especially if we foot some of the bill. And then the other question I have would be, you know, we're not necessarily broke, and it wouldn't, you know, we could for four radios, what would that be?
$4,000?
$6,400. Not, you know, 10 is $16,000. That's a little different animal. But if we could, you talk to the manager at the Firehouse Subs. They have a form that they fill out. They want to have our tax ID status and that sort of thing. And then they may be a source for that kind. That's something that we could, you know, with them, it would be something you could buy right away rather than say, hey, Firehouse Subs, help us build a building or buy a truck or something like that.
Okay.
So do you want to
know about that program? And, you know, just in terms of bandwidth, I just fell off the, you know, the back of the memory chip. But, yeah, I could do that at
times. Yeah, I had actually early on back, you know, 5-6 years ago, I'd actually asked them. I had submitted that for some reason. I forget what it was we were doing. And we didn't get the grant, of course, but it doesn't mean this would not be
more attractive.
Because they didn't have a Firehouse Sub in Prescott then.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have
them
here.
I see. But again, they're usually going to do some kind of a 50-50, you kick in, something like that.
I think the Firehouse Subs is you know, certainly it's owned by firefighters and volunteer firefighters.
Right.
So.
Well, I don't know if I've ever had to pull this one, but as a senior board member, Phil, it sounds like Roger's saying we're actually okay as is. And what I guess what I'd like to say is my experience with grants is if you need equipment, that's much easier to get a grant for equipment than it is to get like money or something like that for something else. So it's almost the kind of thing that we'd like to just have as an equipment need for a future grant. It pulls more weight that way.
Yeah.
This one should have gone through except for this little caveat that, oh, by the way, you're a nonprofit, you're kicked out, right?
Yeah, we were ruled it out.
Right. But I'm going to guess that the next grant may not have that little codicil, that little piece there. You know?
Yeah.
So if these are fully operational, like you say, not ideal, but they'll do the trick. We threw, $6,000 into a generator, which I thought was kind of a push in terms of need. I'm happier with that than I would be to throw more money into radios.
Yeah. So put it on the back burner for a while?
I think we're good for now.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm a little confused. You know, I don't know the nature of the Firehouse Sub brand,
mm-hmm.
but if it, I mean, is it 50-50?
I think it would help if you made it 50-50. But, you know, in terms of, you know, worrying about the money and what... If I heard what is happening is the Forest Service, when they have a big fire, and what's happening to us,
mm-hmm.
and Roger pointed it out last month, I think, is that we have actually turned this corner in a big way where we are not just somebody out here waiting for the call that we go out and get something to keep a small fire small. They're actually, our firefighters are going out on assignments. And you have qualified people that the Forest Service can reach out and grab and take if they had the proper equipment to be able to mesh with the fire, with
mm-hmm.
the Forest Service better than these radios, which are serviceable for our needs, you know, in this
mm-hmm.
community. But and actually, our guys are becoming more experienced, better trained, and more attractive.
I guess just as a point of information, if some of them were to get dispatched out of Walker, you know, for something, they wouldn't need to bring one of Walker's radios.
That's
okay.
What I would say.
Yeah, that's
not, be given.
That's not part of the equation.
It, gotcha.
You know, before we interact with them on
mm-hmm.
incidents quite a bit, you know, in terms of, I think it's really just pursuing and seeing what the Firehouse Sub is. There's also the 101 Club.
Yeah.
That's another
okay.
source of grants. I think I need to pursue both of those
okay.
and see, you know, maybe we get two radios from one and two from another,
okay.
For example. I mean, the idea of giving up, I guess I'm going to push back on that, is whether or not, you know, I'm not on board with buying $1,600 radios as a department, but in terms of getting them paid for, I don't know why we would hold up on that, if I understood your comment correctly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then
let me throw one more thing in there. As somebody who worked with emergency situations on a daily basis for over 30 years, okay, the importance of being able to communicate with between agencies is paramount. We at the gas company of Southwest Gas, we could interface with Phoenix Fire, with Glendale Fire, with Tempe Fire, as well as all the different PDs. And when you've got something big going down, all of you having the same, being able to talk to each other is a godsend. Because as soon as one is not on the same tack that you are, that's when things start to go sideways and somebody's not hearing or somebody's hearing wrong. In my opinion, we need to be able to interface directly.
We can. On the run-of-the-mill incidents, we're fine.
Okay.
If something ever, you know, blows up here, we're going to not have radios, really, is
okay.
What it boils down to. And what we would have to do is, you know, hopefully be able to check them out, the cache. So if there were, God forbid, a large fire here, invariably we would be relegated to structure protection detail. And so we wouldn't have the radios in that scenario where it's a large incident management team running an incident. They would have their own frequencies, and we would not be able to clone up in that scenario. So
that's what he's talking about.
That's the shortcoming, not on, you know, every other incident.
Day-to-day operations. Okay.
So let's just pursue the grant.
Absolutely.
Grant whatever we can, and then if we need to help, we need to help later on.
Yeah,
bring us what you need. And then the other question, now that Mark is here, we talked about the propane up at the fire station on the Big Bug. Mark, did the propane ever get filled up there?
Do you know the level?
No, that's, yeah.
It went to zero.
Oh, okay.
3 months ago, probably.
Okay.
Okay. So we need to get propane up there.
So we run
the worst thing is they're going to make this do a startup and not going to have to fill it.
In fact, Barrett,
the furnace,
so I think Barrett is cool about it.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about here.
We thought you meant here, and we filled this one up.
I wasn't looking here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's something we need to look into.
Okay.
All right. Any other comments about the fire chief's report?
I'd like to make a motion to accept it as beautifully laid out as it was. I mean, I hate to end it, but it was nice.
So, John,
like make the motion.
Bruce?
Was he not articulate about everything?
Yeah.
Second.
Terry Pesky, second. Wow. Approving the fire chief's report. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Committee reports. I'm going to start with the trash.
Start talking trash.
We have money in the trash. Bottom line is we'll probably transfer $9,000 over.
That's great.
We could probably transfer 10, but if we do that, we run the risk if we have extra pickups and things, then that's cutting it a little too close. We put in 9,000 last year. I was talking with Steve.
That was great.
So we'll transfer 9,000 from the Walker.
Are we about to bump
trash
up to two more?
Well, we're doing twice a week now because
of
the complaint we had during the wintertime.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what the status of the volume and things have been in there.
Mm-hmm.
No more complaints, at least it's about volume.
Right.
We're still getting crap dumped in there. And but we'll transfer $9,000 over. That leaves us a little wiggle room. And it's better than putting $10,000 in it and coming back and asking the board to fund
money back.
Yeah,
right.
Give us money back. And I think the insurance costs were like what, $250 versus $2,500? Is that what you changed?
$500 versus $2,500.
Yeah.
Something like
okay.
That.
So
that helped a lot.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that with the trash. And I really don't know what to do about the violations. It's not worth spending the energy to get it done. You know.
What violations?
People dumping sinks and drywall.
Yeah, and
you know,
refrigerators,
dead
whatever.
Bodies
and
yeah.
Right, right.
Okay.
Dead bodies. Dead bodies an issue?
Yeah. It is an issue if you
dead.
Find them.
Once
if you don't find them, it's not an issue.
Yeah,
that's right.
And people leave the things
put
unlocked.
The lampshade on it.
They leave them unlocked. That's all kinds
right.
of goofy things that are going on. Okay, and then Walker Day, we had a little discussion about Walker Day.
Yep. Just ideas and increasing the traffic and some other music concepts, things like that. I think we're good with Walker Day. And
okay.
We touched on the newsletter, but that's in the works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay, and then Firewise.
Oh, I need to send Saba's information about Walker Day for the newsletter. Are they already on board with the news? Are they already?
I just left him a message. He knows it's coming.
Okay.
They've been goofing around, traveling, and having a good time. So.
Okay.
Okay. So we got you saw the email from the Firewise that talks about the insurances from this company. Did you see that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they passed this. I should, okay. Prescott Area Wildlife and Urban Interface endorsed the addition to this discount program started by USAA in 2014. There are 31 recognized communities. On Monday, February 15th, USAA began extending discounts on new and renewing insurance policies covering homes within recognized wildlife communities. So I'm assuming that that means us here. So
USAA refused homeowners insurance in this
particular. Did they? Okay. Well, he sent this email. Okay.
5 years ago.
Okay.
And I haven't tried recently.
All right. Well, you might want to check.
I think this is something new that we can go ahead and pursue.
Sounds
to me like what they're doing is they're recognizing the communities that have done the FireWise programs as maybe we will adopt.
Okay.
If anybody needs an insurance agent, I've got one. It will insure everybody up here.
And it's under what company?
Farmers.
Farmers. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you ended up getting
information. Oh, business.
Okay.
Any other committee?
No, we're
good. Okay. Old business. Newsletter. I think that the plan was to have everything ready to put in the newsletter by the 15th, give it to Sava. Joyce will get the email, the addresses from the county based on the, you know, registered owners of these properties and have a list for a mailing date of late April, you know, before, try to get it out before May 1st. And it shouldn't take much to put together. Your report's pretty short. Sorry, Roger, I didn't read it now. But
it's about 9,000 words.
Okay.
And they're just fine.
Okay.
If there's
anybody's report that needs to go in any of these things, it's yours.
Right.
Because the whole world wants to know what you're doing. What we do is all crap. I mean, really. I mean, we're just trying to keep you in business. And so, you know, if you want 9,000 words, then we'll give you 9,000 words. I would be shocked if you had 9,000 words to say. including spaces and paragraphs. Okay. But, so I'm sorry, I don't, you know, but I'll look and I'll kind of weave mine around. The other thing that needs to go in are the applicants.
Mm-hmm.
For
if there's any bios. Right.
You need a committee of five. Have you gotten five? You got one, two, three, or you have...
Rudy's part of the deal.
Yeah, you, and then you need two more.
Okay.
Yeah, you three, plus you get two more.
Okay,
and
so we have Mark Herons in it as well.
Yeah, whatever you can, whatever you do, get yourself an official committee.
Do I need
an official report next month.
Do I need to plug the names of the committee into the newsletter, or that's not important?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nominating committee, put it in the newsletter. But it's going to be too late. It's too late by that time to have them announced, but they may be people that want to be, but we'll have proxies, so the people that don't get in
The
newsletter are at a disadvantage for people that send in proxies.
Nominating committee members and then also candidates. And we're
right.
Basically
you might repeat these messages that for some reason I'm not getting. I think Chris doesn't like me. But
all four seats... not coming back. I know John is not coming back, and I know Russ is not.
Russ is the only one that's not coming back. It's me, Terry, and Steve.
Yeah, I'm not up for re-election.
Oh, you're not?
Uh-uh, I'm staying.
Oh, I'm confused. I thought you were one of the...
No.
Okay.
That's why he's the chairman of the nominating
committee. That's right, because I'm not up for election, and I'm the vice president.
Oh, yeah. I was confused.
But no, so Russ is the only one leaving. We just really have one spot available.
But it's not a lock that I get re-elected, you know, because they're...
Right.
I'm not sure I'm going to vote for
you. So really, we just need one person, and I thought that she might show up today and just to say hello, but I'll give her a call.
Yeah, so to have four candidates, you need at least one more, and if you want to have a competitive race where you have to count the ballots, we need more than one.
Right, now here's a question that's going to come up. At the meeting, if we have four candidates for four positions, I'd like to open it up to a vote of just eliminating that. Just make a motion that...
We did it last year.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
it's just not necessary.
By acclamation, right.
Yeah.
By acclamation.
I like it. Good. We can just eliminate that 20-30 minutes off the meeting.
So the annual meeting, which is election, is that anything else about the newsletter? You already sent your little blurb in.
I'll go
and you sent yours.
and you don't have anything to say, you don't have anything to say, you can if you want, right? And you're going to do something about what? The nominating
committee and candidates.
I really want to keep it short.
Hadn't you mentioned that your son might be interested in a position?
Okay.
No, you didn't mention, or
We're into the annual meeting here, so
We have to wrap this up in 10 minutes. So, annual meeting. The question about is always going to come up: is there going to be some form of a food thing?
Okay.
If you'd show up at these things.
Yeah, I know.
We've discussed.
Oh, no way. Is there pig roast? I missed it.
No pig roast.
Okay.
Not roast.
Okay. The sense of the board was that they want food.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
always
it
good.
It'd be the potluck.
The director roast. The president roast. Yeah. And after we get around, we talk about Bill.
Potluck brunch?
Right in front of him.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a potluck brunch, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And because we're trying to make this thing go faster than drag on.
Is it 8 o'clock meeting or 9?
Nine.
Probably 9, right?
You don't do anything at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Probably have anything to say about
it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys can override me on that, but I'd much rather not have to get up earlier to get down here. So, sounds like my garbage guy's out there, thankfully.
I know. It was pretty full this morning.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the 2 a week is important then. Okay, so the election, we need to have proxies that are different than the ballot, because that has been confusing for the last couple of years. The ballot looks maybe on different color paper, but it looks exactly like the ballot.
But the ballot is only given out here, correct?
The ballot's only given out here.
Proxies
the proxies
in
come
newsletter?
In the newsletter.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk to Greg, and we'll reword the proxy a little bit and make it either you give the guy the proxy, the person who has the proxy comes and gets the ballot here, which is where most organizations do it. You give your proxy, you walk in with the proxy, you give it to the person who's distributing the ballots. They give you, if you got 10 proxies, they give you 10 ballots.
Gotcha.
You have to write a number on their ballot that says this is 10 votes, whatever that works. And then we'll need a committee to count.
Right.
That's yours.
That's also me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If in fact, we have more candidates than we have.
But you have to be prepared, and you also have to have check-in people.
Okay. Oh, correct.
And Joyce will help you with that.
All right.
You know, that's what she's done before.
Okay.
And
I got to work.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Joyce and Jennifer and I don't know who else will, you know, they're already, because Joyce has the list.
Okay.
Okay. In terms of the mailing list.
All right.
And she'll work with it.
Joyce, Jennifer, and there was almost always one other person, correct?
Yeah, and you need probably more than that.
Vern Tucker has always been.
Okay, and actually,
volunteer for that.
Isleys, I think, did it one
year. Yeah, they
year.
Did last year and the year
too.
Before, yeah.
You? All right.
Okay. Because there's always confusion, you know, as the thing, people checking in. And what happened last year, there were ballots issued twice. So we have to be careful. Not only have to be careful, I don't think anybody's trying to cheat, but it's just, it's a difficult process to keep track of
who's
got what ballot, especially with the proxy.
Joyce is good at that, though.
Yes,
She does
with her
check-in. She refused to give me one 2 years ago because the house was in my wife's name. It's like, really? It's me. She never did give me one. She was tough. We finally arm wrestled and she took me.
She whipped you with arm
wrestling. She took me, man.
Walker Day. Okay. Anything about the annual meeting? Okay, Walker Day, we already
we're good on Walker Day.
New business. When I sent the agenda out, I got an email back from Rudy, and he was suggesting that we consider building a gazebo-type building or shelter, similar to the one that's in Groom Creek, for public use, to be able to hold meetings outdoors or whatever it is, a sheltered gazebo or shed, yeah, down in the park area. Sounds like a good idea to me, but I don't know if you have any thoughts about that. Is there a downside to this?
What kind of money are we talking about?
Oh, we don't know. Find out if it's
the size of it.
Yeah, and if
a good idea.
Well, the first thing is to come to a decision about whether or not you want to have that, and is there any reason to not do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it going to be an attraction? Is it going to create problems?
insurance issue.
The insurance and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's all. And, you know, who would use it? Would that, does that mean that people are going to come in off the street and use it? You know, who's going to police it? That sort of thing. So, anybody have any thoughts? Steve,
we better...
you got any thoughts about?
Well, you know, initially when you and I talked about it on the phone, it sounded like a great idea. Now that we start talking about liability and people, you know, using it that aren't authorized, and who's going to pick up the trash and that kind of stuff? Is there going to be a,
any maintenance?
Is it
going to
be a pain in the butt? It's a permanent structure. Mm-hmm. Is it going to interfere when we have some of these other functions that might be there?
Roger?
I don't have a yay or nay on it as an opinion, but in terms of planning, I guess two things. It probably needs to be away from the pad, you know, in terms of helicopter coming and going. So, you know, further back there, so I don't know if that's a you know, logistical dilemma for people who use it or however we would use it, but that would be one thing I think is pretty important. The other is, despite the signs, we still have parking issues, and, you know, headed into town all the time, and, you know, plenty of parking in back or whatever, so we probably need to beef up the no parking signage, just as detail items, but whether or not the fire department has no issue.
Right, in terms of having the building there, you know, Dan?
I think in terms of park beautification and making the park area look more like a park area, I think it'd be a good idea, actually. I don't think it, if it, it's like a broken window here, you get a bunch of broken windows, nobody's going to, it's going to get worse and trash the place, but if it looks nice, people might have that concept of keeping it nice. Put a trash can out there, chain to the side of it, and it might work out, but it sounds like it would make the, and the cost is an issue too. Can Rudy do it? Rudy's an excellent carpenter, so.
Right, but
if he can do it on the cheap,
The concept is good. I worry, like Steve does, liability, the trash in the area is going to need somebody coming down here and just emptying the trash cans and just doing general maintenance on it. We're going to have people carving on it, the people that don't belong here, but will stop by, and especially in the winter. And is it going to take up so much of our area out there, depending on where we place it? We can't place it too close to the creek. We can't get it too close to the road. We can't get it too close to the pad. So that's pretty much right in the middle. And with Walker Day, and that's just one day a year, but it is a consideration. That is the artist or the art area out there. And is that going to be in the way? Because last year that place was full.
Yep.
It was
exactly.
All the way around and down through the middle.
Yeah. How big is Groom Creek?
No, potato patch.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty small. So I don't think it's...
Well, wait,
they had one
is pretty big.
Huh?
They have one that's pretty big.
About the size of this room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know how big. Do they wish they were bigger or they were smaller?
The one at Groom Creek is, Potato Patch is constantly, whenever they have their meetings, it's full. People stand around the outer edges. But I don't know how it gets used other than that.
Right.
I don't know.
I guess my thought is that, you know, it's a romantic notion to have a gazebo in the middle of our little park there. It's not, I mean, it's kind of a crummy looking park most of the year. It's not like it has great grass or anybody really maintains it. There's, you know, tree limbs that fall in there and they stay until we have to haul them up for Walker Day or something. And then the other question would be, what's the intention of the use? I mean, are we going to open it up for people that want to come out and play music? I mean, to really make it more of a park atmosphere, something like that? Because then you do invite in the liability issues and things like that. So maybe we could open it up at the annual meeting and just ask the community what they think. Just sign of hands, how many people think it would be a good thing? And that's a possibility. I mean, this is because it's going to be community funded to a certain degree.
Sure.
Just ask if they really, you know.
Okay. In my view, this is a perfect example of what I think when somebody has a new idea, that we discuss it and don't try to make hasty decisions.
Right.
Because what seems to be very attractive in one respect can be detracting in another. So, Rudy says he would be available to engineer it, but he wouldn't do it for free. I mean, that's, you know, he would charge an hourly rate because I think of, you know, whatever, you know, it's just not whatever the requirements are. We'll talk to Mark about it later, or to build or engineer something like this, because the county will require permits and things. So, it's a thought. something to consider.
To Dan's point about broken windows, is there another means of achieving the same thing with some other, I don't know, building, something or other, that in terms of beautification of the park?
Yeah, I suppose there's lots of things we could do down at the park. You know, picnic tables and that kind of stuff. So, you know, yeah.
It's just a question. I don't have an answer.
Sure.
Okay.
Thing is pretty large.
I see.
Yeah, I was thinking of more of a run. I was thinking something that's over sitting in the square at the at the courthouse. That's
right.
Kind of
and then the question is, yeah, who's using it? I mean, and how often?
Okay.
And you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's like we could put a light rail in the Walker area as well, but who's using this light rail to get from here to the mailbox?
There needs to be one, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Actually.
Okay, so the gazebo thing, it's on the table. We'll talk about it. It's something we'll mush over a little bit. Community announcements. Anything else on the gazebo? Any other new business? Community announcements. Firewise, WCAA is not here. You have an announcement?
Nope.
Because your timing would have been perfect.
Perfect. Okay, public forum, 2 minutes. Anybody have anything to say that they would like to talk about?
I got a couple of them for you.
All right.
First of all, on the radios, I don't know how I've got one of these. I don't know if it's been years when I was participating. I'll give it to you if you can use a backup one, and it will fit your purpose.
It may be more of the same, though. Right.
Okay, I'll respond to that.
Okay.
So you can do that. The other thing is, if you don't use new radios, you're talking about doing a 50-50 grant, and if you're going for four radios up front, you're $6,400. I'll guarantee you the other 50%.
Okay.
So if you move towards that and you're trying to get a 50-50 grant somewhere, Outback will do that grant, and I'll raise the other 50% for you.
Cool. All right.
If you want to move forward with that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The other is a heads up that Big Bug is scheduled to be graded at the end of this next week. With the rains, we've got the grader, he's coming back. And if I don't get him now, I don't get him until July.
Ooh.
So we're going to try to do this Friday, possibly Saturday.
Actually, Mark, that's an announcement.
What's that?
Oh, boy.
That's an announcement.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is just running for us. What is the annual meeting date?
Last Saturday in May.
I think it was the 28th. I think it was what we said last meeting.
May 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be a question.
And did you need an update on Big Buzz for Newsletter this year?
Yes.
And there's no earth-shattering stuff up there, but if you need something, I'll write it up for you.
Okay.
That's it.
Anybody else? Hey?
Happy to be here.
Yes. That's a happy dollar. You want to put a happy dollar in the jar? Yeah. And now's the time to speak up, Hank. You got anything to say?
Nope.
You may want to put his name in for a board position.
No.
You were saying something like that.
All right. Before Roger answers, Mark. Has anybody watched Netflix? Watch The Vicar of Dibley? The Vicar of Dibley. It's a British sitcom that involves around board meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I was hysterical watching it for the first time about how these board meetings operate. And if you've been involved in my Kiwanis Club and all these other things where you have boards, Vicar of Dibley, real life.
Really?
Okay.
On television.
All right, so
Roger, you have...
Mark, a few things. The radio, we either know how to program it or we don't. If we do, we'd love to have it. Yeah, I mean, we can always... I mean, it's a software issue. So, it's, you know, we either have the software for what you have. Do you know if it's a Kenwood?
It used to be here, and I think it's a Kenwood.
Okay, so if it's a Kenwood, then we probably doubt it changed that much that it wouldn't be compatible. So... Yeah, if you have a radio that you don't need, want, use, whatever, yeah, the department would love to have it. Thanks for the offer on the 50-50. The next task is really to explore what Firehouse Subs is about, what the 101 Club is about. And so, you know, thank you, table for now. And, you know, hopefully I don't need to go to that well again. And is Outback actually still here?
Oh, I thought you meant a restaurant.
I thought you meant the restaurant.
Outback Creations.
Right, you're on the bottom of the
track.
So, yes, he's still here. Okay. So.
I was here before they were.
So you can assume?
Yeah. We did have a discussion when my son went to work for us.
Really?
That was really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. It would have probably been an interesting interview, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
So I'll follow up in a minute. I can learn what those events are about and go from there. But thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I'd say, ex-Hank, we're going to have an extra seat here in the next month or two, and if you consider it, come back and see us again, and if you'd like to fill in. Again, no pressure. I know it's the first time you've ever been here. You're just a new guy, and you're looking for work and all that, but if you can give us an hour or two a month, that may be all we need.
Is this a motion to adjourn or what?
Yeah. And now I'd like to make a motion as the senior board member.
We have missed you, John.
Yes, I've missed being here. It's to say thank you for everyone, but let's make a motion.
I second.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
Thank John you. Moves. Terry second.
I'll make a motion that Terry second.
Discussion about adjournment.
Anything I have to
all
say.
All in favor?
All right. Hallelujah.